Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. James Marhesic, JAMESMARHESIC. James Marhesic. Date of birth is 5/12/1962. Date of accident 8/17/2022. Date of service will be 11/30/2022. Mr. Marhesic, James Marhesic, is a gentleman who was involved in an automobile accident. Who is visiting us for follow-up evaluation. He reports that he has pain in the neck and the lower back around 6, and right shoulder pain is also 6. He is able to lift his arm up to 120 degrees of abduction and flexion. Initially, the patient reports that he was a driver of a SUV and he T-boned another car when another car pulled out suddenly in front of him. There was no history of TBI, mild headaches only. However, there was pain in the neck and mid-back, lower back, radiating to both the legs, posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Pain in the right shoulder was reported. So far, the patient has been undergoing physical therapy and conservative treatment. Currently, today, his pain level is around between 4 to 6. ADLs are not affected beyond 3, except in the area of general activity, which is 7. Patient reports 60% improvement in the pain. In the system review, patient has following symptoms in neurology and psych: headaches, which are mild, around 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and not too severe or frequent. There is no other symptom of TBI except mild loss of memory and nightmares and weakness. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or any confusion, disorientation. He further denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no anxiety, depression. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the neck and the lower back, and pain in the neck and the right shoulder and the lower back. Slight difficulty walking. The patient has nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that his conditions have improved and 60% to 70%, and there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol and Lyrica. Substance abuse, none is reported by the patient. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 148/91, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 10/26/2022, dictation number 1027-005. Except the right shoulder range of motion is limited to 120 degrees as compared to 160 in the past exam. Please correct that range. no weakness of the arm or extremities is noticed. Rest of the extremities are completely normal. Spine examination is the same. Diagnoses are the same. Plan of care. The patient was provided with a MRI order for cervical spine, lumbar spine, right shoulder. He forgot to do it. I have reminded him to do it, and we have emailed to the MRI place to get it done. He was also referred to ophthalmology for vision check, but he doesn't have very many symptoms of TBI. In addition, patient was provided with a Onlux photobiomodulation device, and that is working good for him. He's provided with Mobic 15 milligram twice a day, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ultran 50 milligram 1 or 2 to 6 hour PRN, Wellbutrin is provided 150 milligram once a day. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram once a day. Furoscix, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Rest of the management will continue. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue 3 times per week, focusing on neck and lower back and the right shoulder. And he remains disabled for work and housework replacement and transportation help. We'll be seeing in 30 days' time. Thank you.